KEXP's live performance podcast is made possible by Merge Records, with releases this year from Alison Crutchfield, Waxahachie, Ibibio Sound Machine, Sneaks, and Coco Hames. Discover every artist, listen to music, and shop at mergerecords.com.
It's 90.3 KEXP. We stream all over the world at kexp.org. Special day here at KEXP, right here in the live room, all the way from Philadelphia. We have the Districts. So, Districts, if you're ready, let's do this.
Thunder woke me up, it was storming. City, I was suddenly wide awake. Sitting in the darkness, but my eyes, they had adjusted.
I was on my own.
Start to miss me.
District's live, 90.3 KEXP, and wow, what a huge sound you guys have. Thank you so much for stopping by. My name's Troy Nelson. A pleasure to be with the District's right now here in the KEXP live room, and you guys have been doing this since high school.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty amazing, and you self-released a bunch of music before, and the path has led you to putting a record out on the Great Fat Possum Records. How did that come about?
So myself, Brayden, and Connor grew up in the same town in Lititz, Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. And we kind of started playing with originally two other guys. It doesn't matter. They live in different places now. And then met Pat from playing in Philly with his other band. And we just kind of it was pretty gradual. It kind of like doing the whole playing first just around town and then playing in Philly, playing New York and stuff. And just kind of over the process met some people that, like, a friend of Fat Possum, you know what I mean? Just like a worlds colliding type of thing. And kind of everything has been a very crazy timeline, I guess, since then. But, like, very natural of touring a lot. And now we're about to put our second album out with them, which would be cool.
Yeah, before you got together with Fat Possum Records, when you guys were just self-releasing everything, were you still doing tours? Were you trying to go across the country, or did you stick to your coast, or how did you?
I guess
we went to New Orleans.
Yeah, you did go to New Orleans, all right?
Like East Coast and like down south.
Yeah. Nothing too crazy.
Yeah, right.
I feel like it just kind of worked out that, like, by the time we were getting out of school and, like, having the freedom to tour more, kind of lined up with when we started talking to Fat Possum and things like that. So kind of just worked out very luckily that, oh, now we can tour everywhere, and also this label wants to put our music out. So
yeah,
kind of worked out better.
They're one of my favorite labels, no question about it. And also, you guys got to record with John Congleton,
mm-hmm.
who I've had a few phone conversations with him in the past. Seems like a super nice guy.
Yeah, he's awesome. Our last album, it was when we've worked with him for the first time. We had like kind of done a few things with like a producer type situation, but nothing, I guess maybe like one or two songs had been released that we had done that with. But, we were a little bit resistant to the idea of a producer, but then working with John, he's just an amazing dude, and we have very similar tastes and thoughts on things. So it was a great process. And then when it came time to do this album, we immediately wanted to do it with him again just because we loved it. And we started doing it with him, but then also we're recording some demos at like the studio Headroom in Philly with our friend Keith, who his band Pine Barrens has been like our best friends for a long time, and like we know each other musically very well. So those demos started turning out really well. So we ended up using some of those and some of the stuff from John producing, and John mixed all of it. And
that's great.
It was a good combo, yeah.
That's great. What are some Philadelphia bands that are happening right now that you guys are very fond of?
Spirit of the Beehive.
Yeah, we're on tour with them right now. They're amazing.
Pine Barrens is another one. Abby Reimold is another great artist.
Who else we got?
So many. We
oh,
got
man, I'm going to feel like we're shorting people if I don't think of
if we are not
the
saying
retinas.
Them,
we got,
retinas are great.
We got, oh, man.
Straw Hats.
Straw Hats is me and Britton and our roommate.
Yeah, your side project?
Yeah.
All right.
Just plug all the side projects. Yeah. Haggard McTang. Yeah. plug every side project. Yeah. Yeah, what else? There's a lot. There's so much.
There's a ton that's come out of Philadelphia.
Yeah. Friendship. Dan and Mike from Abby Reimold's band.
Lots of good stuff.
Yeah.
Too many to...
Devin the Wolf.
Does every band have side projects these days? Is that what it seems like?
I guess so.
People are just playing with each other all the time. Like,
yeah, it's just like everyone likes to record.
Yeah.
When people aren't touring, we're all recording, whether with each other or on our own or with our friends. Yeah.
It so wasn't like that when I was growing up, for the fact that recording is so much easier to do now. Whereas when I was a kid, it was a process, you know? So there was nobody doing any side projects. It was like spending 2 years on just your 10 songs or whatever. So.
Well, now it's like if you can have... Spend 2 weeks in your bedroom and make like a very lush recording with like 20 tracks. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Just, like, a little 4-track.
Yeah, it's crazy how that is now. Like like Car Seat Headrest. I think he had like 7 albums before anyone even
Brayden's got a Neve console in his bedroom. He sleeps
on
it.
You have a Neve console?
He sleeps on it.
It's his bed.
Yeah.
Just this beautiful vintage Neve console.
He doesn't use it for its purpose. He just sleeps on it.
Apparently hecking got GarageBand.
Well, definitely go check out the Districts live. Fantastic sound. They're going to be playing the Tractor tonight. So encourage everybody in Seattle to come out to their show. And like NME said, you guys can almost make anything sound epic. And I'm seeing what they and hearing what they are talking about. So Districts, if you guys would do a couple more, I know that myself and the listeners would love that.
Cool. Thanks so much.
All right. It's the Districts live. KEXP. Districts live here on 90.3 KEXP, and the Districts have also announced a new full-length album entitled Popular Manipulations, which is the follow-up to the excellent A Flourish and a Spoil, and it's coming out in August via Fat Possum Records. Thank you guys so much for stopping by the KEXP studios today.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was a pleasure. Pleasure to have you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yeah.
Absolutely. That was the Districts live here on 90.3 KEXP Seattle.
KEXP's live performance podcast is made possible by Merge Records, with releases this year from Alison Crutchfield, Waxahachie, Ibibio Sound Machine, Sneaks, and Coco Hames. Discover every artist, listen to music, and shop at mergerecords.com.